I have to admit, I miss them sometimes because it's pretty awesome to, you know, roll into a room with like two gorgeous, talented twins who are very tall. But it's all right.
With the Watson twins, Jenny Lewis took a step away from Rilo Kiley and into a solo career. And even though it's just her name on the cover of solo record number 2, she's still not alone. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. With Rilo Kiley or without, Jenny Lewis is a minor of pop music's past, sweetly taking on gospel-y country folk with her solo debut, Rabbit Fur Coat, and adding a more loose and muscular sound on her latest album called Acid Tongue. The down-and-dirty approach making the new record was partly practical, with schedules and money putting limits on time spent in the studio. But the quick turnaround made for an extra live feel to the album. The fun of the process was also helped along by a long list of Lewis's friends, including M. Ward, Chris Robinson, and Elvis Costello. And when Jenny took some time for a phone chat with FUV's Alisa Ali, she described some of the balance between working solo, with her band, and with Elvis.
When you write music, how do you know whether it should be for one of your solo albums or whether it should go on a Rilo Kiley album, or is it just arbitrary?
I really think it's the timing, usually. You know, if I'm immersed in one thing, I kind of use the other thing as an outlet. With this last record, though, it was a little more complicated. Like, we tried a version of Acid Tongue, the song, for Under the Blacklight, the last Rilo Kiley record. And I just didn't like the way that it turned out and kind of wanted to keep it for myself anyway. And so attempted it the way that I heard it for my record, and we kept it. But there's a little play between worlds.
I went to a cobbler to fix a hole in my shoe. He took one look at my face and said, I can fix that hole in you. I beg your pardon, I'm not looking for a cure. I've seen enough of my friends in the depths of the godsick blues. You know I am a liar. You know I am a liar. Nobody helps a liar.
You do a lot of collaborations. You've worked with Connor Oberst and Ben Gibbard. You know, a group of musicians that I really feel are sort of on the same, like, musical wavelength. You guys all seem to, you know, connect in a certain way. Am I making that up, or is that true?
No, we're all friends, and we're peers musically, and fans, I think, of each other. It's interesting just to know creative people and to see them evolve and change and become, you know, better songwriters. It's really, really exciting to know so many talented folks.
Yeah, how do you get to know all of these people? I mean, and you're like hobnobbing with Elvis Costello too?
Well, I think we're just indie rockers, you know? Like, Elvis Costello is kind of the original independent rocker, you know? He's like a punker. He's just from a slightly earlier generation than our own, so it's easy to hang with him. He's so open. He's great in the studio. He knows everything about music, and you could truly just pick his brain for hours and ask him about old records.
They come to town when the party is over. Books been written and truths been tried. They'll take it all if the door's left open. Steal the nose right from under your eyes.
Jenny Lewis, minus Elvis Costello, and a live version of Carpetbaggers. Check out the complete interview and more live tracks online anytime at WFUV.org.